Let's get this party started.
Oh, I love to party. I'm having a
party. More of a party atmosphere. A
party for two. Oh, we're having a big party.
And joining me at the party table, as he often does on Wednesday, is the co-host of The Morning Drive on AM 800 in Windsor, Mike K. Cook.
Wonderful Windsor.
Wonderful town. Windsor's a wonderful town.
Good morning, Mike.
Jerry, what's going on? Is everybody excited and nervous? What for game three tonight?
Oh, I wouldn't say everybody.
Not you?
Are you talking about game three between the Jays and the Royals?
No. The Royals are playing pretty good this year. I don't think anybody's excited about that. The big game tonight. What do you think? Everybody nervous? What's the feeling in Toronto?
I think the feeling is more than cautious optimism.
Leaf fans kill me. Yeah. Leaf fans kill me, Jerry, because I'm not a Leaf fan, but I follow the team and I love watching on social media and things like that. And it kills me. After game one, you lose and this is the worst team ever. We're never going to win the cup. Game two, you win. Oh my God, this team is awesome. We're going to win the cup.
Mm-hmm. How are the Red Wings doing?
We slightly missed out on the playoffs again this year for the eighth year in a row.
All right. Well, here's something exciting for Windsor. And that is that some of the highways now are going to increase the speed limits so you can get out of Windsor quicker.
Yeah, that's okay. I heard you talking about that in the first half hour of the program. And I think that's outstanding. I think raising the speed limit is fine. I think the highways that they're doing this on are safe. They've tested it out in this area. Here in Tilbury, not too far from us, and it seems like it makes sense to me. I mean, everybody kind of goes over the speed limit anyway. Like I don't know. I don't go under 120 on the 401 normally, and I'm keeping up with traffic that way.
Well, you know, somebody had written in a text message earlier that said it's not speed that kills, it's the speed differential that kills. And that can be whether somebody is too far over or too far under the speed limit. I mean, it's true that the faster you're going, the more devastating perhaps the accident could be.
Right.
But I think you'll have fewer accidents if people just kind of cooperate with one another, regardless of what the speed limit is. But anyway, we'll see. I mean, we'll be able to get some numbers, I guess, once the speed limit goes up. And if somebody can show that actually it was more that it is quantifiably more dangerous, and speed limits can be lowered as well. But meanwhile,
yeah, the only thing I think about the speed limit thing, Jerry, just real quick on that one, is the fact that, you know, when it's 100, people go 120. When it's 110, are people going to go 130? And that's going to increase the speed.
All right. So that's true, but I think only to a certain degree. And the reason that I believe that is I have complained a number of times about a road near the neighborhood where I just recently moved out of, but the speed limit is 40 and it's ridiculous, I think. And it's because it's naturally comfortable on that road to drive 60. And I would drive 60 on that road. In fact, I got pulled over on my motorcycle once and was given a warning. But there are other roads where I wouldn't go 60. I would go 40. I think generally most people can sort of figure out what the speed limit ought to be on a road.
Yeah, most people do. And you kind of go with feel in a way, because you're right. Like my side street at 2 is 40 kilometers an hour. And I try to go that because there are kids around and animals and dogs and pets and stuff like that. And you're crawling. Like it feels like you are crawling at 40 kilometers an hour. But, you know, on side streets, I think, you know, that is kind of appropriate. But
yeah,
I'm good with this. I think it's a good move.
All right. So Windsor makes a list. Windsor shooting suspect is on Canada's most wanted lists. Everybody proud?
Yeah, we love this. This is great. He's been on the run since last August. And this guy, John Monahan, 25 years old, and he's on the list. He came in at number 21. And just actually, Jerry, 2 hours ago, that they issued that they found this guy. And there was a warrant out for his arrest. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Carlos Leon. He was on the list as well, and he was found by Windsor police. I'm sorry. I'm mistaken on that one. But this Windsor shooting suspect, he's from BC. His last known residence was here in Windsor. And, you know, since issuing this warrant for arrest, they've been working across the country to locate him. They can't find him. They believe he's still in the country. And yeah, he is considered armed and dangerous and should not be approached directly. So if you see this guy, if you know this guy, if you recognize this guy, well, you better call your local police service. Approach him.
Don't approach him and don't call them right in front of him either.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, what would you do? Well, let's suppose you went into a diner or Tim's and you get your coffee and your cruller and you sit down and you think, that guy over there, that's that most wanted guy. What are you going to do? Well, first of all, stop staring at him, probably.
Right. Don't do that now.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, don't stare at this dude. He looks like he's trouble. And yeah, if you want to check out what he looks like, Windsor Police tweeted this out a little while ago. You can see his photo. And yeah, among the most wanted fugitives in Canada, last residence, Windsor, Ontario. Wonderful Windsor.
The NFL Combine has what people say are controversial interview questions when they're looking at possibly bringing in a rookie. They ask about prostitution, virginity, a bunch of stuff like that, which on the one hand is personal. I kind of get where they're coming from because they're tired of answering questions about the actions of their players.
Well, yeah, I think so, right? Because they ask very strange questions and sometimes they ask very personal and controversial questions. Dez Bryant, who is the longtime receiver for the Dallas Cowboys, they asked him about his background. The general manager for the Miami Dolphins asked about his troubled mother's background, asked if she's, you know, still is a prostitute and did drugs and stuff like that. And he's like, you know, this seemed inappropriate. And you know, he just kind of politely answered the questions, but he was not happy. And the general manager of the Miami Dolphins apologized because of that. They're also asking players about their sexual orientation as well. The Atlanta Falcons were asking if one player, do you like men? They're very strange what they ask at the combine.
Mm-hmm. I would like to know, can you run toward the goal line or do you always head for the sidelines? That's what I want to
know. What's your 40-yard dash? How high can you jump? How much can you bench press? Like, this is the kind of thing. But, you know, they're investing millions and millions of dollars in these young players who are coming from college football into the NFL. And I know, like, a lot of teams will look for a certain player that, you know, let's look at his intelligence. I don't think, or maybe his character, but I don't think these questions are certainly appropriate. I think you could ask different questions, as apart from when did you lose your virginity? I don't know how that predicts a player's projected status in the National Football League and where you would draft him.
Yeah, because once you sign an NFL contract, it's probably going to be lost pretty soon.
right. NFL draft weekend. A lot of festivities down here in Windsor and across the border, of course, where the draft is happening in Detroit, Jerry. So this is the place to be this weekend if people want to come down here.
By the way, I was being a little facetious on that, but I was made aware that at rookie camp in the NBA, and I would hope this happens in every sport, they apparently will get the rookies together and talk to them about, okay, just recently you were a high school or college student with no money, and now all of a sudden you're going to have all this money and all this adulation and everything. Let's talk about why women are interested in you. And I don't think it's wrong to have that conversation with those young men.
No, I don't think it is either. I mean, a lot of them may be naive to it, or you just want to reiterate, like, this is going to happen. It happens to every player. Watch out for this. They also have one on gambling and what they can do, what they cannot do when in regards to gambling. We saw that recent NBA story where, the Raptors player was banned. So, you know, and it's good. You got to educate these kids and hopefully their agents, and they have a good support system around them as well.
I have about a minute, and I'm going to take this up with listeners coming up, but there's a school in England, and they've instituted the 12-hour day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. It isn't classroom time. It's the classroom time, then time to do homework, and then time for activity clubs and all kinds of things to do, because they thought these kids are not doing the right things when they have idle hands. Would you put a kid into a school like that?
No way. No way. Too long of a day. You talk about attention spans for kids, and I think they have a hard time getting through the regular school day. Not to mention the effect it would have on parents. Like, you have to get your kid to school by 7 a.m. or get them on the bus by sometimes 5:30 in the morning, and then they're gone all day. Maybe some parents would worry about the kids all day.
Well,
fantastic.
I mean, and maybe the parent is working till 6 or, something like that. I don't have a problem with it. I have a different look on that, but I'll bring it up next after the break and take it up with callers, because you and I are done. Thanks very much.
Okay. Good tease, Jerry. Thanks. See you next week.
All right. Mike K. Cook from Windsor.